1320 AM, W248DE, Wisconsin Rapids, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Charges are expected Tuesday against 22-year-old Tyler Robinson, who's accused of fatally shooting conservative activist Charlie Kirk. CBS's Scott McFarland.
The probable cause statement already submitted for this arrest indicates the possible charges. Aggravated murder, felonious discharge of a firearm. Those are possible come Tuesday in Utah County Court. Whether the feds get involved, whole different issue. There may not be a foothold for federal charges here for the U.S. Department of Justice unless they see something in the firearms or in the motives here that makes it federal.
Kirk was gunned down at an event in Utah last week. Governor Spencer Cox thinks social media is partly to blame for an increase in political violence.
We have to hold them responsible for the algorithms that are pushing us. Again, they're hijacking our agency. They're hijacking our free will with these dopamine hits, same chemical reaction as fentanyl, getting us addicted to these platforms, and outrage releases a dopamine hit.
Cox on CNN. The violence has members of Congress worried. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford says his guard is up.
My staff and I have to talk through each public event.
Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons says being in a leadership role can be dangerous now.
The risk is getting higher.
Both men were on CBS's Face the Nation.
U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio is in Israel meeting with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, who insists the country's alliance is strong.
I think his visit here is a testament to the durability, the strength of the Israeli-American alliance. It's as strong and as durable as the stones of the Western world that we just touched.
President Trump agrees, but has been critical of Israel's recent attack on Hamas leadership in Qatar, a U.S. ally. Israel has intensified airstrikes in Gaza City. Medical staff say 32 people, including 12 children, have been killed. Israel claims the city is Hamas's last stronghold. U.S. House Speaker Mike Johnson says it's time for increased sanctions on Russia to try to force an end to its invasion of Ukraine, telling CBS's Face the Nation.
Appropriate sanctions on Russia are far overdue. I mean, I think there's a big appetite for that in Congress.
Polish and allied aircraft were deployed in Poland's airspace for about 2 hours yesterday because of a threat of drone strikes in neighboring Ukraine. This comes after multiple drones crossed into Poland Wednesday. At the Vatican, celebrations for the Pope's birthday.
Tante grazie a tutti.
The Pope thanking well-wishers. He was born 70 years ago. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise. Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s at a light southeast wind. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s. A warm Monday on the way, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. It's 75 at our studios.
Maggie Dawn.
We're joined at 5 p.m. by Wisconsin Democratic gubernatorial candidate Ryan Sternad. We dig into why he's running and what he proposes for Wisconsin's future.
The Maggie Dawn Show, weekdays 4 till 6.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Think I must achieve. Stop the madness. contemplation, relaxation. Let good music never end. Woo! People busy in a tizzy, run cell phones night and day. When they're walking, always talking, they haven't got a thing to say. Children playing, parents saying, never heard about the drone. Electronic, play bluebonnet, they play addictive games alone. Stop the madness and the sadness, spend some time with contemplation, relaxation, let the music never end. Stop the madness and the sadness, spend some time with family and friends. Contemplation, relaxation, let good music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let good music never end. Contemplation, relaxation, let good music never end.
Hey, John Gorda and the Gale there, and don't let the music end. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. I am Tim Howbolt, the polka guy, keeping you company, and glad you could join us. A lot of good tunes on the way. Hey, it's my birthday just went by here on Friday, so happy birthday to me. Also, Jeff Hines had a birthday also, so happy birthday, Jeff. Yeah, he's the other polka guy on the Wausau radio station. So, yeah, I like to listen to his program also, get some ideas what he plays. I'm sure he listens to my show, too, and figure out, hey, Tim's got something going on here, too. So, yeah. Well, let's continue with some more music here with the Polish Connection, shall we? Mm-hmm.
Pięćdziesiąty numer to nasza kawiarnia, pięćdziesiąty numer to nasza kawiarnia. A tam w tej kawiarni muzyczka pięknie gra, i tam mój kolega wesoło ześpiewa, i tam mój kolega wesoło ześpiewa. Obróćmy się w koło, bierzmy się za ręce, obrócimy w koło. Przyjaźń ta dziewczyna, co ja z nią tańcuję, co się z nią wykręcę, to ją pocałuję, co się z nią wykręcę, to ją pocałuję. Dziewczyna, czyja żona, czyja, co się jej czerwieni od korali szyja, co się jej czerwieni od korali szyja. Odprowadziłbym cię, dziewczyno, do domu, lecz nie gadaj mamie, ani też nikomu, lecz nie gadaj mamie, ani też nikomu. We'll be right back.
takiego skiniała. Ej, jak ta sarna, jak ta sarna. Ja by też tak przebierała, kiedy takie nóżki miała. Ej, jak ta sarna, jak ta sarna. Ej, z kamienia na kamień skoczę sarna. Ej, nóżka z tej urody se zadarła. Ja bym też tak zadzierała, kiedy tą urodę miała. Ej, jak ta sarna, jak ta sarna. Ja by też tak zadzierała, kiedy tą urodę miała. Patrzcie na nos czysty. Ej, my do tańcowania se piszcie. Muzykanci pikni grają, nóżki na se podrygają. Ej, patrzcie, patrzcie na nos czysty. Muzykanci pikni grają, nóżki na se podrygają. Ej, patrzcie, patrzcie na nos czysty. Ej, po zywieckim polu leci sarna. Ej, nóżkami przebiera, bo by zarła. Ja by też tak przebierała, gdyby takie nóżki miała. Ej, jak ta sarna, jak ta sarna. Ej, ja bym też tak przebierała, gdyby takie nóżki miała. Ej, jak ta sarna, jak ta sarna.
From the Polish Connection for you there, and you betcha. And our polka party continues. Oh, Jeff Hines likes to play Living Next Door to Alice. And we're going to send this one out to him. It's the same song, but it's done by the Dorf Kapelle Orchestra. They're out of Hortonville. Mm-hmm. And I kind of like their version because they talk about Johnsonville, actually. So let's give it a spin here. Happy birthday, Jeff.
She got the word. They said, I suppose that you've heard about Alice. So I rushed through the window and I looked outside, but I could hardly believe my eyes when a big limousine pulled slowly into Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to not living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
All right, now that you got it figured out, everybody's there.
Bark, me and Alice. Now she walks through the door with her head held high, and just for a moment I
limousine pulled slowly out of Alice's drive. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell is Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I can take a hitch to my living next door to Alice. And asked how I felt. She said, I know just how to help get over Alice. She said, now Alice is gone, but I'm still here. You know I've been waiting for 24 years. And that big limousine, well, it disappeared. Oh, I don't know why she's leaving or where she's gonna go. I guess she's got her reasons, but I just don't wanna know. 'Cause for 24 years I've been living next door to Alice.
Alice, who the hell's Alice?
Now 24 years just waiting for a chance to tell her how I feel and maybe get a second glance. Now I've got to get used to my living next door to Alice.
Alice, yeah, and that is the Dorf Kapell Orchestra, you bet. Like that version? I do. Well, let's see. Let's continue here with some more music. And one entitled The Sugar Babies Polka. Gary Seibert and the band and Sugar Babies Polka. With that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more of the polka party here on WFHR, the Civic Media Network. You betcha. And we're transmitting on AM 1320, FM 97.5. Also on the World Wide Web. Don't forget about that. So we are going to take a little break. We'll be right back after these messages.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
Hi, my name is Chuck Collins. I'm the great-grandson of the meatpacker Oscar Mayer and a member of the Patriotic Millionaires. I'm also the author of a new book, Burned by Billionaires, How Concentrated Wealth and Power Are Ruining Our Lives and Planet. This summer proved to all of us that climate change is real and it is deadly. And I'm here to tell you that a small group of billionaires are making it worse. Did you know that billionaire Jeff Bezos' wife, Lauren Sanchez, emitted more carbon in her 11-minute Blue Origin space flight than the average person emits in a lifetime? Did you know that the average super yacht produces as much carbon emissions as 1,500 regular vehicles? And that private jets emit 10 to 20 times more pollutants per passenger than commercial airplanes? So who should pay for climate change? People like you who recycle and turn off the lights when you leave the room, or billionaires who take joyrides in space? Tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. I'm Chuck Collins. I'm a patriotic millionaire, and I approve this message.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Oh, back with more of the Polka Party right here, WFHR. Hey, I'm going to wish happy birthday one more time to everybody. With a toast.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you.
Hey! Oh, birthday time! Everybody go! Thank you.
the Barn Dance. Yeah, it's a Polish Kid number recorded by Don Graelich and his band. And with that, we're going to take a little station break, and we'll be back with our final segment of the Polka Party right here, WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
CBS News Brief.
He was a friend of a lot of the people in this room, and he was a really special guy.
President Trump speaking last night about his friend and conservative activist Charlie Kirk, who was fatally shot during an appearance at Utah Valley University last week. CBS's Scott McFarland says a 22-year-old suspect is in custody.
He's in the Utah County Jail, the one where Utah Valley University is. He's in a special watch area.
Investigators are still working to determine Tyler Robinson's alleged motives. Official charges are expected to be filed Tuesday. A public memorial is planned for Kirk September 21st in Arizona. The Federal Reserve meets Tuesday to consider whether or not to lower interest rates. CBS News business analyst Joe Schlesinger predicts they will.
I think it's more likely to be a quarter of a percentage point, at least for this meeting.
Inflation continues to be a concern, as is the long-term effects of President Trump's tariff policies on the economy. CBS News Brief, I'm Heather Bosch.
You know that tune. You're a star. You know stuff. Why not win stuff? Maybe it's stuff about TV or movies, but still, you shine at useless information. And WFHR and Culver's want to reward you.
Welcome back.
Join the morning show Fridays for a chance to win one value basket and a kid's meal. Be our next superstar with Culver's Star of the Day every Friday at 97.5 FM WFHR.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Low clouds and fog giving way to sunshine with highs in the upper 70s to lower 80s at a light southeast wind. Tonight, a mostly clear sky. Lows will drop back into the upper 50s. A warm Monday out of the way, mostly sunny, highs in the lower 80s. Right now, it's 76.
Adoption of teens from foster care is a topic not enough people know about, and we're here to change that. I'm April Dinwiddie, host of the new podcast, Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Each episode brings you compelling real-life adoption stories told by the families that live them with commentary from experts. Visit adoptuskids.org/podcast or subscribe to Navigating Adoption, presented by Adopt US Kids. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services Administration for Children and Families and the Ad Council.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. From fighting wildfires with air support, helping civilians in flooded neighborhoods, to delivering food and supplies to those who have lost everything, the Army National Guard always responds when disaster strikes. The Army National Guard also trains to be ever vigilant against threats, foreign and domestic. They protect our skies with missile defense weaponry. They secure our information, communications, and infrastructure with cybersecurity. And they protect us against chemical, biological, and radiological hazards with the civilian support team. The Army National Guard also stands ready to deploy and provide support for conflicts or humanitarian missions abroad. Join the Army National Guard and be there to respond, protect, and support your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, welcome back to the Polka Party. Yeah. And it is my birthday has just passed by here just the other day. And I got a tune here that I was just thinking about. It's called Who's Gonna Dance the Polka When We're Old and Gray, huh? So give this a listen.
Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you, think of what I say, who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Took my wife out one night to a polka dance. Thought I'd sing, dance and smile, even find romance. After dancing for a while, I quickly learned the score. It's no jive, I'm 55 and the youngest on the floor. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you, think of what I say. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Lest they leave the dance floor and not be seen again. So when we get older and dance no longer do, there'll be polka dancing for all of us to view. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone away? Take a look around you, think of what I say. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? You to a polka dance. Friends and neighbors, relatives, they all deserve a chance. When they watch the fun we have, they will surely see why a happy polka dance is where they all should be. Who's gonna dance the polka when we're old and gray? Who's gonna dance the polka when we've gone?
I didn't expect that to fade out so fast. Oh, now who's gonna dance that polka? Oh, yeah. Well, you know, there's another tune here. Who the heck is Johnny?
I'm in love with Johnny. I heard my teacher say, she said she really just the other day. How can I believe her, even though I love her true? How can I believe her when she says I love you? Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? Such a dream. The only thing she's missing is the whipping cream. She's bright, she's pretty, and she's really neat. Just to be around her is a special treat. Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? Now you should see my peaches. She's such a dream. The only thing she's missing is the whipping cream. She's bright, she's pretty, and she is really neat. Just to be around her is a special treat. Now, who the hell is Johnny? Where did he come from? How could he steal peaches? Am I such a bum? She said she really loved me, that dirty son of a gun. Now, who the hell is Johnny? And where did he come from? We'll be right back.
the hell is Johnny? Yeah, like that tune. That's been around for quite some time. Well, since it was my birthday, and one of my favorite tunes is the Jack Tati Orchestra, and I remember this when I was a kid. That's how old this record is, from like 1963. Summers, yeah, about that. And the tune is called Spicy. One entitled Spicy, one of my favorite tunes, and playing that for my birthday. From Jack Tati and the Orchestra. One more here. This is the second cut on the album. It's called Tati's. Tati's Polka.
Thank you.
Taddy's polka. Do like that. Turning our attention now to Frankie Yankovic and the boys, and here's a nice waltz that he does. It's entitled I'm Dreaming Waltz.
I lay in bed at night and feel so all alone. No one to hold me tight or call me on the phone. You say our love has died and you found someone new. I know I should forget, but I'm not over you. I'm dreaming of love that used to be. I'm dreaming that you're still here with me. I'm dreaming, that's all I seem to do. Oh, I'm dreaming 'cause I'm still in love with you. Memories return to fill my mind once more. Wish I'd locked you out when you walked out the door. I vowed I'd be so strong the day you went away. It almost worked, except my heart was in. I'm dreaming of love that used to be. I'm dreaming that you're still here with me. I'm dreaming, that's all I seem to do. Oh, I'm dreaming 'cause I'm still in love.
Frankie Yankovic, I'm Dreaming Waltz. Oh, yeah. Boy, I tell you what, we got maybe time for another song here yet. And with the birthday thing going on and a lot of happy birthdays, I'm going to play one here in just a little bit. But right now, it's Play Your Accordion.
Just a boy, I played my music. I dream of the dancing people smiling up at me. But just when I thought I wouldn't make it, when I thought my heart would break, it was my mom and dad who sang this song to me. Songs. And don't forget, we're in your heart
years have quickly passed, and now I'm older. I've played all across the world, from sea to shining sea. But when the crowds at last departed, I remember how it started, and the song my mom and dad would sing to me. Play, play your accordion, play for us a while. If you'll just play our favorite waltz, we know you'll start to smile.
Today it is your birthday, happy birthday to you. May you live to be 100, and may all your dreams come true. Czyspoje urodziny, szczęścia życzymy ci. Każdy dzień dużo słoneczka i niech zdrowie sprzyja ci.
Hey, we'll send it out to everybody who's having a birthday here in September, huh? Okay. Well, with that, we're going to take a little station break again right here on the Civic Media Network. I'm Tim the Polka Guy, keeping you company. So stick around. We got more to come right here on WFHR, AM 1320, FM 97.5. So be right back.
This is locally grown radio, WFHR.
Does Donald Trump's big bill provide the largest federal spending cut in U.S. history? No. Spending cuts in the bill that Trump signed wouldn't be the largest ever, despite claims by Republican U.S. Representative Scott Fitzgerald. The original House version would have nominally cut over $1.6 trillion over 10 years. The final version cut even less, $1.2 trillion. With $4.5 trillion in tax cuts, the act will increase federal debt by a massive $3.3 trillion over the next decade. Nonpartisan analysts say the plan's cuts would rank behind a 2011 law's $2 trillion in spending cuts. As a percentage of GDP, it doesn't rank in the top 5%. I'm Trisha Young for Wisconsin Watch. Fact briefs are bite-sized fact checks of trending claims produced by Wisconsin Watch and GigaFact. Learn more at wisconsinwatch.org.
Locally grown radio, WFHR.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Hey, back with more tunes. Got time for about two songs, I think. This is the Dummy Model Polka. Bob Mastel out of Minnesota recorded this. And we'll spin one more here and say goodbye.
Get a dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear. I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you. Get a dummy model from the factory and take it home with me. I'll dress it up with clothes like the ones you wear.
I'll even get a wig that'll match your hair. I'm gonna sprinkle it with bourbon just the way you do, and put on lipstick too. And when I'm done, I'll bet you 10 to 1 she'll be a lot more fun than you.
Bernie Roberts and the Broke But Happy Polka. Yeah, we're going to let this band take us out of our program today. Thanks so much for tuning in here to the Polka Party with Tim, the Polka Guy, right here on WFHR. Have yourself a great day and a great weekend, and we'll catch you next time right here on the same channel. 97.5 FM or 112. I don't even know where we are here. 1320. Anyway, have yourself a great day, everybody. Bye for now.
Listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Rapids Home for Mornings with Pat Kreitlow.
Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show.
I'm back.
Oh yeah, that's right. Jane is back, and we catch up on all the news she missed while she was away. Join us.
Matinair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Smokey the Bear.
Then you know why Smokey tells you when he sees you passing through. Remember, please be careful, it's the least that you can do.
Do what you desire, don't play with matches, don't play with fire.
After 80 years of learning his wildfire prevention tips, Smokey Bear lives within us all. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com. And remember,
only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin is saying the word bag instead of bag, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. This is locally grown radio.
WFHR 1320 AM, W248DE Wisconsin Rapids.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Heather Bosch. Arrangements are being made to remember Charlie Kirk, the conservative activist who was fatally shot at an event in Utah. He was President Trump's friend.
He was a really special guy, so I'm going to be going to Charlie's, I guess you'd call it a funeral. There's a small one. I said, can we do the big one? Because we're going to give him the Presidential Medal of Freedom, which is a big deal.
A public memorial is planned for Kirk September 21st in Arizona. A 22-year-old suspect is in custody. Investigators are working to determine his exact motives, but there are growing concerns about heated political rhetoric. CBS's Christopher Cruz.
Social media is getting a lot of the blame for the anger that's pervaded our politics and infected our debates. Delaware Democratic Senator Chris Coons.
The internet is an accelerant.
Oklahoma Republican Senator James Lankford.
Social media is always pushing who's the angry.